Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Are you tired of dents and scratches ruining the look of your car? Look no further than Porter's Body Shop in Brookhaven. Call us at 601-833-1861 or visit us online at portersbodyshopms.com.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute.
Hey, right. Folks, time for another In a Mississippi Minute. Always grateful for you tuning in on Super Talk Mississippi. I am Steve Azar, reminding you that my pals at Superior Catfish, it's homegrown and produced right here in Mississippi. Where else? Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. And as always, so many rock star things await you. I can tell you today's guest has partaken in so many. You name it, the farmland, the river, our people, the Gulf Coast. He knows all about it. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out a whole lot more. All right, I've told this story before, but when it's true and the first impressions of someone's talent, it's always worth repeating. First time I ever saw today's guest, Beverly Wilshire Country Club, playing in a golf event, and I'm pretty sure I just took out Kenny G, just FYI, after the round in a stark lit room with zero atmosphere for a stand-up comedian, and this man nailed it, rocked it, killed it. He's been down here at the Delta Soul Celebrity Golf and Charity event, I mean, just about every time, always lending his talents to coming down here and helping us raise money for wonderful causes for children. Truly crazy talented as an actor and comedian. And Netflix right now, his show is on fire, called Louder Milk. It's been blowing up, as they say in our business. The Farrelly brothers, so many of their movies, Me, Myself, and Irene, There's Something About Mary, Kingpin, the list goes on and on. Actually, let me go ahead, stand by today's guest while I read this real quick. Some of your other credits, The Greatest Beer Run Ever, Louder Milk, like I said, which we're going to discuss, Leave 'Em Laughing, Special Unit, is it Bizardvark? I just said that right. Movie 43, Here Comes the Boom, The Three Stooges, The Newest Pledge, Paul Blart, Mall Cop 1, Mall Cop 2, probably, The Heartbreak Kid, The Game Plan, The King of Queens, Stuck on You, National Security. I'm almost done, but not really. Shallow Hal, Osmosis Jones, Say It Isn't So. I can go forever. So why don't we just get to it right now with my very talented pal, Jackie Flynn.
Hey, Steve, thanks for that glowing introduction.
It's your epitaph. I'm writing your epitaph right now.
I know. I think on my epitaph, on my tombstone, I always joke saying it's going to say, it didn't pan out.
Oh, my God. My listeners are going to hear me laugh a lot today, which is part of the reason I always have you on, so you can make me feel good about life, just in case it's heavy at times. All right. You've had a lot on your mind. You're one of those guys creatively that I know that's not afraid to go, what the heck's going on here? This is working out there. And, you know, our business, no matter how crazy successful it is, sometimes things go on the sideline. The show The Bear took a second, yep. Right? There's to finally get renewed, and I know there's contract stuff and all that. Louder Milk, when you first brought it to my attention, was on another streaming platform or network.
Yes.
And it was doing really well, but now it's game on. Tell me all about how that happened.
Well,
and what's going on.
Yeah, it's interesting because Loud Milk had a weird journey. Are we on camera or just a voice here?
Right, okay. Well, we're both, but probably nobody's ever going to look at me and you right now.
Yeah,
I didn't
know if people could see my hand gestures or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Show me.
So anyway, Loud Milk started out on what was called the Audience Channel that was on DirecTV. It was, AT&T owns DirecTV and all that. And it was it was called AT&T's Audience Channel, which was their kind of original programming channel. And it was kind of just languishing there. Nobody saw it, you know, which was unfortunate. And then finally, that channel actually became defunct, and it turned into a preview channel. They decided to use it when they merged with HBO to be a preview channel for HBO Max. That's just the backstory of that. Then we ended up getting picked up on Amazon Prime. We were in on Amazon Prime for a couple of years, but again, it was kind of buried on Amazon Prime. For whatever reason, they didn't prominently display it. Whatnot, like Netflix now, it's on Netflix. It dropped January 1st, and Netflix is kind of really prominently displayed at A and B. Yeah. I think it has a better, people tell me, a better user interface for some reason. And at any rate, for whatever reason, it's really blown up. I can't even explain it. It's the top two shows searched around the world on Netflix, like of all shows. It's top like 5 and 10, sometimes top 5, some in top 10 in like Australia, UK, Ireland, Luxembourg. It's crazy. And so it's really, it's almost kind of sweeter in a sense, Steve, that it's happened like this, because it was kind of frustrating for us, and we knew it was a good show, but now it feels like vindication, because we're like, you know, kind of, it, without being really gross about it, but we told you so, you know? So now it's kind of, it's almost better. I mean, I kind of wish it started off great, or maybe started off on Netflix, but maybe we'd be able to have more seasons, because unfortunately, one of the casualties of that is that we've only done 3 seasons, and now we're trying to find a home for it. Well, I mean, it has a home with Netflix, but trying to find someone to produce more seasons. And there's actually, people like it so much, there's actually a petition out there that people can sign for Netflix to put more episodes, you know, produce more seasons. And people are signing it, you know what I mean? Like one of those petitions, an online petition. So it's the craziest thing. But again, better late than never. And I really do feel it's really a great show, and it's just scratching the surface. I mean, Peter Farrelly was telling me the other day, you know, he's envisioned this being 7-8 seasons long, and the next 2 seasons are already mapped out what's going to happen. And it's kind of just starting to get it, you know, get started. So we're hoping that worst case scenario for me, it'll be great, because I can be Jackie Flynn from Modern Book and be able to, you know, sell more tickets to comedy shows and have more, you know, bigger venues and stuff. It'd be fun, you know?
Well, yeah, you deserve the biggest crowds that can show up at a comedy. You deserve theaters and arenas. I've seen you perform, and when you're in front of a captivating crowd, and you get to do your thing, you know, it's us entertainers. We want captivating, because it allows us, it puts the pressure on us to be able to deliver and really truly entertain. And when you get that opportunity, I've seen it. It's insane. It's just like, and you've had an incredible career. But let's talk about, like with Peter Farrelly, how do you and the Farrelly brothers become friends? Second of all, in a guy that wins an Academy Award for Green Book, at that point you would think, and after all the credits, right, these great movies that have came out, you would think that any streaming platform would go, whatever you want, Peter, whatever you want.
You would think. This is show business, though. It makes no sense. You know it. I mean, how, you know, how much struggle is it? You know, it makes no rhyme or reason. These people that you know, aren't any half as talented as some of the people we know are, printing money. And then there's people that are just, nobody knows about that are the most talented. So, you know, there's no rhyme or reason in business, but you would think that they would be tripping over themselves to get into business with Peter Farrelly. Yes. And and some people are, you know, obviously. But, so to answer your question, I met Peter in the summer of 1995. I was doing you know, as comedians, like your Delta Soul Celebrity Tournament. I was doing a celebrity golf tournament for, at the time, Cam Neely, who was a Boston Bruin, president of the Boston Bruins now, but he played for the Boston Bruins hockey team. And, Hall of Famer, Cam Neely. So I did a show, you know, they're raising money, kind of like your thing. And he said, go up and do a couple minutes for your jacket. So I went up, and lo and behold, Peter Farrelly happened to be there. And I think Bobby was there too, but I ended up just talking with Peter for some reason. And he came up to me after my show and said, oh, you're very funny. And I'm doing this movie. And I think there's I got a partner there for you. And at the time, I didn't really know who he was, because I didn't really, like, Dumb and Dumber had just come out, but I didn't really connect it to, you know, you don't pay attention to who the director is when you're young or you're not really in the business, you know. And I'm like, so sure enough, you know, being true to Pete, I thought it was just kind of Hollywood guy saying, yeah, you know, have your people call mine, you know, like, well, you know, how people blow smoke. And sure enough, true to form, Peter calls me up and follows up, sends a script and calls me and he says, what do you think? I'm like, yeah, I think it's great. And that movie was Kingpin, which was shot in 1995. So, and then I remember, again, you know, how things happen. At the wrap party, at Kingpin. I remember thanking him, you know, as a comedian. I've been doing stand-up at the time, like 7 or 8 years. And I said, hey, Pete, I want to thank you for validating the last 8 years of my life, because as a comedian, you know, you want to do comedic acting or, you know, whatever, yeah, stuff like that. And he said, oh, don't worry about it. We'll work together a lot after this. And I remember again thinking, yeah, okay, he's just being Pete, being nice. And sure enough, you know, I just talked to Mary, me, myself, and Irene, Shallow House, stuck on, you know, on and on and on. And we've become close friends, and the rest is kind of history, as they say.
Okay, let's take a quick break, because I want to ask you about Kingpin, because the first time I ever saw that, you know, like my friends and I, it was one of those recurrent, you know, plays for us. That, Used Cars, Hollywood Nights. There was a group of films that you just had to watch over and over and over.
Yeah.
Tombstone, Goodfellas. I'll do that in a minute. Yeah. We're with my pal Jackie Flynn. Incredible story. Great life. Great family man. Great wife, Nikki. Children, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, Nikki's a very talented actress as well. A household of talent, I'm telling you. Speaking of talent, if you want it on your plate, go to Superior Catfish. Homegrown and produced right here in Macon, Mississippi. Where else? Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. Visit Mississippi.org. Take a ride on the Freedom Trail. I'm Steve Azar. We'll talk to you in just a second. Don't go away.
I'm still trying to find...
Hey, folks. Steve Azar here. And like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches, or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
I'm Rex Baker with Gateway Rescue Mission. This world is a crazy, mixed-up place. Most of that is out of my control. But at Gateway Rescue Mission, we do what we can control right here at home in Mississippi. We offer a meal when someone is hungry, a warm bed at night, help for someone struggling with an addiction. In doing so, we try to make our little corner of the world a better place. Look us up at www.gatewaymission.org.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation. 601-864-3752.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
Hello? Is it on? Oh, okay. Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. Round the clock? Does this generation even understand what round the clock means? But don't go, I'm just saying, because don't come to me when they ask for to do this over, because the kids won't get it.
Get round the clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-736-2098. Now, drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-736-2098. That's 800-736-2098. What do you have to lose? Call 800-736-2098. Again, 800-736-2098.
Check, check, one. Where's all my bio?
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I am Steve Azar, rolling into a second segment of a Mississippi Minute. Don't forget my pals at Superior Catfish. There's catfish, there's Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. Oh, yeah, it's like visit mississippi.org. Oh, come on. Check it out. All right, my man, one of the significant roles right now he is playing in the hit series on Netflix is Louder Milk. You got to check it out. Louder Milk, Louder Milk, all right? And his name is Jackie F. Oh, what the heck? Oh, Jackie F. No, sorry. You know, you remember the song Johnny B? You're looking at me. I'm just trying to rewrite it for you, Jackie. Anyway.
I love it.
All right, Jackie, I wanted to ask you, Kingpin. Yeah. Just on the set and all that, that was your first movie?
Kingpin was my first movie, yeah. And again, that was 1995. And then actually, right after that, I did As Good as a Guest with Jack Nicholson and Greg Kinnear and Helen Hunt, but I got cut out. It was tragic because I had a great scene with Greg Kinnear and Jack Nicholson and all that, but oh well. But anyway, that was my legit first movie, pretty much, Kingpin. And then, like I said, the rest, I started doing other ones.
Did you know Kingpin was going to be such a smash? It was one of those things when it came out. I mean, obviously, bowling is a very, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like an unusual sport to write a script about, probably. Yep. But if you think about it, everybody bowls.
Yep. Well, Pete just recently actually told me that the experience that we're having with Loudermilk is kind of what he had with Kingpin. And I remember when Kingpin came out, for whatever reason, it didn't get promoted well. There's a myriad reasons why it just didn't get promoted well, and it kind of just it was under the radar. But Pete had said to me at the time, I remember it like it was the clear as day, he said, this is going to be a cult hit. You watch. This will be a cult favorite. And then he knew that too, because when it finally went to DVD and video, it broke records for a movie that didn't gross a lot in the cinemas. But on DVD, it was the disparity was crazy. It broke records for that. Like it grossed the most than any movie for what it grossed, you know, compared to what it did on the box office. So, but he says that's kind of, it was very gratifying because we all knew it was good. And I will say this, and that's similar like what he said is happening with Loudermilk. He feels the same idea. But I will say this, Kingpin holds up. I mean, I can't get over it. I mean, there's so many jokes that you forget about or miss, and there's little subtle ones, and I just howl at it. And Randy Quaid is so funny in it, and everybody's just great in it. Bill Murray, and obviously Woody. But geez, it's really one of my favorites. And again, of course, it's got a special place in my heart because it's my first film. But it's really as a comedian, you know, I'm pretty jaded. Nothing really makes me laugh that much. That movie really makes me laugh and always has. You know, Dumb and Dumber holds up too, for that matter.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? I mean, just the scene of Carrie in there exercising. He's, you know, he's running in the seat. You know, he's in his seat exercising. Yeah, going down the highway. And then that John Denver was full of, you know what? Some of those lines are just so quick and they're just so good. Well,
my favorite line in Dumb and Dumber was when Jim Carrey was with, what's her name? Mary, I think her name was in the movie. And so he said to her, he said, you're saying there's a chance. Remember that whole thing? Like what is it? Like 1 in 100? He goes, she goes, more like 1 in 1,000,000, remember? And so he said, okay, you know, he goes, so they're saying there's a chance. So about 10 minutes later, the guys come to the door and they go, Mary, we found your husband, you know, like he was kidnapped, whatever. And all of a sudden, Jim Carrey looks at her incredulous. He's like, husband, what was all that 1 in 1,000,000 talk? It's one of my favorite subtle little lines, you know.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny. Now, so after spending a couple hours on a plane with Peter and coming back from, I think it was the MAM, and the Monday after the Masters, folks, it's Darius and Dean and Mark and Sony's charity event, the Hootie and the Blowfish, that Jackie and I do annually when we can, but I was on the plane with him, and I didn't sense that funny, crazy guy. I sensed a guy that was very built of substance and was heavy and deep. You know what I mean? Like he was it was the opposite. Yeah. You think about the people that are writing and creating these films.
Yeah.
So there's such a difference in the film he creates, except when he finally put out Green Book. To me, that was the guy on the plane I was with, right?
Yeah, Peter's very got a lot of pathos and heart, and all his characters have heart. You know, Peter's he's a very caring individual, and his characters, I mean, it didn't surprise. Let's put it this way: most comedians, comedy directors don't win Oscars, and because comedies don't really get considered a lot of times for Oscars, unfortunately, I don't know why that is, but it is. And so I never dreamt he would win an Oscar. You know what I mean? Not knowing that he was going to, get into drama, movies The Bear Run and Green Book. But when he did win it, it didn't shock me because, like I said, all his characters, you care about them. You know, even the dumbest characters ever, the Dumb and Dumber or Kingpin, you actually care about their plight. They're not just like goofy, extended Saturday Night Live sketches type movies. You know, you're involved and they're, so it didn't shock me that, because people care about the characters. And I knew he could write that type of, dialogue and whatnot that makes people, give a damn,
When you saw Green Book, did you just have your mouth wide open or were you just blown away?
I'll tell you the story. I saw Green Book, a rough cut. Pete was still editing it kind of. It wasn't corrected, color corrected. It wasn't all the scenes weren't, everything. You know how they do that when they edit movies. It takes forever. And I was up at his house, and they had like a screening room set up. And we watched it on a big TV. And I remember clear as a bell. I looked at him and I said, Pete, I don't even want to tell you what I think of this movie because I didn't want to jinx it. And what I was thinking in my head was, By saying that, what I meant was, I think this could actually be in the Oscar conversation. As stupid as that sounded to me, even coming out of my mouth, I was like, I can't believe I'm saying this because it hit me like the way Green Book hit, if you remember,
I cried.
It's such an unbelievable movie. And, I'm just so proud of him. I just can't believe it. I literally jumped off the couch when I was watching that, when he won that Oscar, And then got the whole, he showed me the Oscar. I got to hang, he gave it for me a couple of days, kind of like the Stanley Cup. I got to hold it like for a couple of days and show my neighbors and stuff,
Did you dress it up like you used to dress up G.I. Joe back in the day?
Oh, of course.
I used to dress up G.I. Joe. I'm not gonna lie to you. All right. Okay. Jackie. So, think about what you just said. You sort of have that feeling because it's great. And that truly is one of the best movies I'd say in the last decade. Hands down. I've seen it probably 20, 30 times. I really have.
And me too. It's
insane. But it happened. I wonder is it one of those films where nothing could deny it?
Yeah, it was so good. I mean, I thought, it won the Toronto Film Festival. That was a good harbinger, when that won that. It's kind of a bellwether for, how good movies are going to do, when they did that up in Toronto. And so that was a good sign. And like I said, again, I never believed. I mean, come on. It's unthinkable that he won an Oscar. And I mean, think about it. There's the Godfather. There's all the Ben-Hur. And Green Book. It's a Best Picture Oscar. It's incredible. It really is. I mean, to think that my pal won an Oscar, my head explodes,
I know. I love it. Well, when you and I see our friends do anything that's that significant and great, it keeps us motivated.
And we
get so excited for them, but it feels like it's happening to us and it feeds off each other. Right.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. To what you're saying, you've always been a champion of mine, and I always appreciated your enthusiasm for Loudmilk, especially because you really did. You told me
love it.
You made a point to tell me over and over again how much you think it's great, not just giving me lip service, going, "Hey, man, you're great, I love it." I mean, you really, I can tell that you were sincere. Not that you're not ever sincere, but you were really, not just blowing smoke there,
Jackie,
and I appreciate it.
Jackie, it was nothing like it on TV.
I know.
I mean, it was so unique in just the whole concept of it that I was going like, there's never been anything like this. And it's extremely entertaining the whole way, just the wit and but yet it had incredible heart. Like you've talked about.
Again, because it's Peter, but it also deals with real issues, substance abuse and all that.
Yeah.
And you would not believe the outpouring of love we're getting from the 12-step program families and stuff. People saying, thank you for putting a light on this and the struggles and demystifying it and destigmatizing it, stigmatizing it. And so it's been very gratifying in that way too. I mean, we're doing some good stuff there too. And it's funny. And like what people have to know is that they got to stick with it. It's like any show. It starts a little slow because they're introducing all the characters.
Yeah.
And then it just keeps getting funnier and funnier. And then by the time you get to season three, I'm very proud of it. And I will put it up against any show, not just because I'm in it.
Well, I can tell you, folks, Loudmilk, got to check it out on Netflix. It's on fire right now. Like Jackie said, it's one of the top watch shows. Also, check out my pals at Superior Catfish, homegrown right here in Macon, Mississippi. There's catfish, and there's Superior Catfish. Why else would you do anything else? Go to SuperiorCatfish.com, and so many wonderful things await you. A big old road trip will take you to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, folks. I'm Steve Azar, Jackie Flynn. Bye.
Steve Azar here, and like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, a 40% chance of rain, high near 74. Tonight, a 40% chance of scattered showers, low around 61. Your Saturday, a 70% chance of rain, high near 72. And a look to Sunday, showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, 80% chance, high near 70 degrees. This weather brought to you by our friends at Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton. Shop local. Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, your building supply expert since 1871.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem. The new degree of comfort.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
Hi, this is Shelby with Two Men and a Truck. At Two Men and a Truck, we've added a new service option to our brand. Junk removal. Whether you're deep cleaning, renovating, or staging your home to sell, our Two Men in a Truck junk removal option is perfect to get the job done. Our professionally trained moving and junk removal teams will load and haul away your unwanted junk for you. Visit twomeninatruck.com to learn more and get a free junk removal quote. That's twomeninatruck.com.
Hey, Michael Fabiano, Fantasy Sports Guru here. Football's regular season may be over, but that doesn't mean your fantasy season is. The big game is right around the corner, and basketball season is really heating up, so there's no better way to get in on the action than with Prize Picks, the number one daily fantasy sports app. This isn't like other daily fantasy apps where you're playing against a bunch of sharks. It's just you against the numbers. And with the right selections, you could turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. For the big game, I'm picking the Kansas City star tight end to have more than his projected receiving yards and the KC quarterback to have less than his projected fantasy point total. Over 7 million sports fans have already signed up, and I'm one of them. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit of up to $100. They're even offering a big game special. If Kansas City's quarterback throws for more than 1 yard, you win. Just download the Prize Picks app and use code PRIMETIME. That's code PRIMETIME on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
I'm Caleb Saylors, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. An elderly man has passed away due to a fatal crash in East Mississippi. 73-year-old Larry Ward is reported to have been operating a bulldozer near a bridge currently under repairs in the Briarwood area of Meridian late Friday morning when the incident occurred. Police have not yet provided any additional details at this point.
The remains of a World War II veteran will be returned to the Mississippi Pine Belt. Marine Corps Sergeant Harold Hammett, who was killed in the war at age 24, has been accounted for. Hammett died in combat during the Battle of Tarawa in November of 1943 during a conflict against Japanese soldiers. He was reportedly buried on Betio Island on the west central Pacific Ocean. His remains have been recovered and will be coming to the city of Hattiesburg on Wednesday. Hammett's burial will take place at 2 p.m. that following Friday at Roseland Cemetery.
Caleb Sailors, Super Talk, Mississippi News.
Down trees and limbs contacting power lines can lead to power outages. If you are a homeowner, don't get stuck in the dark. Let Taylor Power Systems protect your home against outages with a standby power generator. Financing is now available. Call Taylor Power Systems today at 601-932-5674 to discuss the right standby generator for your home.
Celebrate the new year all weekend long at Pearl River Resort during our $39,000 giveaway. Drawings will take place each night on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. At 7 and 9 p.m., two winners each receive $2,024 in bonus bet. And at 11 p.m., one lucky winner takes home $5,024 in cash. Cheers to 2024 at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. Must be 21 or older to play.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice. Tune into Under the Hood and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I got me a brand new car, waiting in the driveway, shining like a bright new star. I've been wishing on it every day to take me away.
When it comes to catfish, go to SuperiorCatfish.com. Made and produced right here in Mississippi. And everything like the music that we create, it's just changed the world, influenced the world. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out more. My pal, Jackie Flynn, the multi-talented actor, comedian, his show Louder Milk, and top two right now, right, Jackie? You said two?
Yeah,
two?
Top two searched, and it's top five on Netflix right now, top three in Ireland, top five in the UK. It's funny, Steve, just on a side note, my daughters, you know, these kids today with all the TikToks and all that stuff, you know, we're kind of late to the dance, at least
yeah,
I am. And, so, you know, I did a TikTok with my daughter, and it blew up. She's got five million views as of right now and like 800,000 likes. And people in the comments, she's got like over, you know, thousands of comments, and people saying, "That's Tony from Loudermilk."
Loudermilk,
because I did this. That there's this trend where people do a lip sync to the Mean Girls scene, like, and I did it. You can probably see it.
Oh my gosh!
My thing is Jay Flynn Comedy on Twitter and everything, Instagram and TikTok. Jay Flynn Comedy, and there's a thing on there. And my daughter posted, you know, her thing is R Flynny, F L Y N N I E, but it's just very. I can't get over the amount of people that are enjoying the show, and you should see the comments like "Love Loudermilk, please." And then if you Twitter, I went to Twitter because you can't help it. Go to Twitter and I put in Loudermilk in the search bar, and you should see the comments. This is the best show, and they're you know, pleading to Netflix, at Netflix, don't take, you know, please, yeah, make more seasons. And it's unbelievable. I can't believe it. I jokingly said to my buddies, I said, I'm going to be a 37-year overnight sensation. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? We've been a sensation the whole time. You know, it's funny about our daughters. Thank goodness, because you and me, the train left the station when it came to TikTok. I can tell you
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah,
all right,
exactly.
So I'm going, no way. So it started with my daughter making my 13-layer. She wanted me to make my 13-layer peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which is what I made as a kid, right? And yeah, I'd go to country radio stations when I started having hits, and they would all have a big loaf of white bread there for me, Wonder Bread. And, yeah, and all, yeah, they wanted me to show me that – make this thing. And so I would make it. So we did it. And she, you know, she got a couple hundred, 250,000 views, but,
yeah,
but she has been doing these, chef. She's in culinary school in New York right now, but she's been doing cooking for two, like she's the odd one out. She's like Three's Company. And she's always cooking for a roommate and her date, two friends that are a date. You know, they're all, hello, Nikki. They're always cooking. I see Nikki back there. She just shut the door on us. Like Gwen.
The dog was barking.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. So anyway, she's getting one of them got 4.3 million views. One of them got 3.4 million views.
Wow.
Blowing up with these little mini episodes of her cooking in her New York apartment that's the size
of
it.
She's more talented than us.
Thank goodness. All right.
Steve, what I got to ask you, what are the 13? How do you just give me a quick little brief thing?
You
got
to go to TikTok to watch it. I just can't just tell you. I mean,
okay, all right, I'll check it out.
Yeah, you know, check it out. You'll laugh. It's Cecilia Azar. So that's her.
Okay,
I think it's CECI, but Cecilia Azar.
Okay.
And then one more time, your daughter's TikTok. What is it?
It's Riley. It's R Flynnie. R is in Riley. R F L Y N N I E.
F L Y N N I E. Okay.
Yeah, and mine is J Flynn Comedy.
J Flynn Comedy. It's F L Y N N Comedy. I like it. Did I do that right?
J Flynn Comedy. Mine is J Flynn. Yeah, F L Y N N. J Flynn Comedy. And Riley is R Flynnie. F L Y N N I E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like adding that extra. I forget sometimes. I've known some friends who name Flynn with just one N, and I'll.
Yeah, people spell it like that sometimes. I never knew it until, like, you know, years later. People would say.
I think they just got tired of signing their name and just started going like, I'm gonna leave an N out.
You know? It used to be in Ireland, I guess. Originally, Flynn is an Irish name. It used to be. O'Flynn, I think, or O'Flynn, I think, and they dropped the O. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sort of pretty close to your heritage that I was raised in schools and elementary schools by Irish nuns. Trust me, I get it.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My dad went to a Catholic school, and he didn't want us. I went to Catholic catechism and all that, Sunday school. But he didn't want us to go and get, he was abused. You know, he was there in the 50s, whatever it was, the 40s, 50s, you know, and they used to, you know, beat the tar out of him. And he didn't want us to be traumatized like he was. But, I'm actually three quarters Italian, quarter Irish. So I'm kind of, I get drunk, I beat myself up.
I love it. Hey, so growing up in Boston versus the friends you knew up and growing up in New York, like, what was such a rivalry about? And I mean, I get it because we had a rivalry with going to Indianola, Mississippi, which was 30 minutes away. So I get it. It's a pretty cool thing from an outsider to watch Boston versus New York.
Yeah, it's been, it's just always been that way. I mean, ever since kids, you know, the Yankees are the arch rivals. And, you know, then every team, you know, we had, you know, our Boston Bruins would play the New York Rangers. And then the Islanders, when they got into the league, they were an expansion team. And, same thing with the Celtics and the Knicks and, every sports pretty much, whatever New York. And I actually got into one time I'm on Facebook with a buddy when Boston had won, when they finally broke the curse and they won the World Series, which was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And then they won like four of them after that. It was crazy. And they didn't win one for 86 years and they won four in 13 years, I think, which is nuts. And then the Patriots were obviously just ridiculous. And then the Celtics already was still to this day. Yeah. I think tied with LA now in most championships, but they were forever the biggest champ. So when the Boston Bruins finally won their last Stanley Cup, it's been a while. And Boston, people don't realize, is a really hockey town. It really is. And so it was good for the psyche of the city. And I had posted on my Facebook today, Boston, and I said title town, you know, meaning like all the different titles from different sports. And a buddy of mine who's a New Yorker posted back, Yankees, 26 world championships or something. And I said, one sport, dude, you know, one sport, you know, you got multiple sports of different, how many, you got two hockey teams, two friggin' bad. I mean, give me a break, you know, we got multiple sports championships. And so I felt like I won that argument, you know.
Yeah, and they spend so much money in New York for the Yankees, it's insane. They should win it every year on paper, right? On paper.
Of course.
But
of course.
They don't win it on the field.
And then we beat them with that ragtag. And I tell you, when we beat them from down 3-1 in 2004, that was the most, the greatest, it was almost worth the 86-year drought just to do it to the Yankees at their house, too. We beat them, you know?
Well, think about this. To me, pretty much the catalyst for the 1980 Olympic team, our buddy Michael Ruzioni, right?
Yeah, okay. Boston guy.
To me, you really think of Boston when you think of that movie. It, you know, I know Minnesota and Boston, you know, the whole other.
A lot of Boston guys were on that team,
Right. So think about the history. The greatest moment in sports still has to be because it had other implications. It had political implications.
Nationalism and everything else.
Yeah. Against Russia. I mean, it was Rocky before Rocky was Rocky. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was exactly. That's a great point. Yeah, it really was.
Wow.
In fact, I'm going to try to do. Are you going to try to do his event this year?
Rockies? No, Mike
Arruzioni's?
Yeah, in August. If I'm open, I've already got my calendar set. So if I'm there, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm open, I'm doing it.
Nikki and I were very crestfallen that we missed yours this year, but God willing, we'll be there this in June. I just felt bad last year. We couldn't do it. It kills us.
It just kills us.
It kills us. Believe me, that's one that we really look forward to. You know, we do a bunch of these, as you know.
Yeah.
You know, we all do. And we have just people in Radio Land there. We have almost a family of us that go out, and it's like a reunion every time we get together. There's a group of us that are pretty close from these tournaments and raising money for all kinds of great charities. But certain ones you actually are a little closer to than others because, you've been doing them longer and it means a lot more to you and stuff, you know?
Hey, well, first of all, we missed you guys. So tell Nikki, I know it's not easy to get to us. Listen, before I ask
you this question. No, it's better now because you go right to.
But last year the plane didn't make it here and Richard Karn, Tootie, there was a ton of them. Steve Berline, NFL quarterback, Mark Pattison. There was a big group of them that got stuck in Dallas and they kept making them wait hours. They had to drive through the night, rent a van from Dallas after being told all day, they were there 8 hours.
Oh my God. That's
maybe 5 hours. I don't know. The bottom line was, let's just say that I kept thinking when I saw them the next day that they were going to go, this is serious. We're never coming back. We hate you. But of course, I always reverse it and go, they go, it's just so hard getting here. I said, well, it's hard getting there as well. I would imagine it's the same trip. I don't know what you're talking about. It can't be Mississippi's fault.
How long a ride from Dallas there was it?
About 7 hours.
Oh, okay.
Hey, it was 2 and 3 in the morning. And they got in.
You know what? That's good on them, you know?
Yeah, well, I tried to not say anything. I kind of saw them the next day. I think it was like noon because I think they needed to sleep it off. And they just kind of looked at me. I kind of looked at them and I was going like, I reached out my arms like, sort of like alligator arms. I was too scared to give them in a full embrace. I thought they might stab me with a butter. Let's take a quick break. I'm with my pal, Jackie Flynn, the new hit series on Netflix, On Fire, En Fuego, blowing up, as we say in our business. It's called Loudermilk. You got to check it out. Also, check out my pals at Superior Catfish, homegrown right here in Macon, Mississippi. There's catfish. There's Superior Catfish. Why else would you do anything else? Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. And so many wonderful things await you. A big old road trip. We'll take you to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, folks. I'm Steve Azar. Jackie Flynn is my guest today.
I don't have to be me. 'Til Monday. Monday.
Looking for Mississippi news online can be kind of frustrating.
This is news from Mississippi. County? Missouri?
Your Mississippi news.
On air.
And online. Supertalk.fm.
Carter Jewelers retirement sale is going on now. Cherry Lake is retiring, and the largest selection of fine diamond and gold jewelry remains unsold and marked down to 50 to 90% off, making this the biggest selection of deals Carter Jewelers has ever had. Visit us now at High Street in Jackson and Pemberton Square in Vicksburg.
Patriotism is alive at A Complete Flag Source. Honor those who serve our country year-round with a U.S. flag made here in the USA. We are ready to help you with all your flag needs. We have all kinds of flag poles, spinner poles, boardroom poles, in-ground poles from 15 to 150 feet, which we can install at your home, school, church, or business. So shop local at a 25-year-old family-owned business. A Complete Flag Source, 5295 I-55 North in Jackson, 601-362-9333 or CompleteFlags.com.
Family Termite is a proud VIP sponsor of the Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi. Whether you're a proud DIYer or a seasoned veteran, Mississippi's handyman Buddy Slowick has the answers to your home improvement questions each Saturday from 10 till noon.
Hey,
I'm here with Alex Murray of Auto Innovation.
At Auto Innovation, we want to change your car buying experience. When you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle, please come see us. We want to make friends, not just customers. All eligible vehicles are inspected by a MasterTech mechanic and come with a limited powertrain warranty on us. We are located on Highway 51 in Ridgeland. Come by and see us or check out our inventory online at autoinnovation.net. Let us change your car buying experience.
Auto Innovation, Highway 51 in Ridgeland.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
Hello? Is it on? Oh, okay. Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. Round the clock? Does this generation even understand what round the clock means? But don't come, I'm just saying, because don't come to me when they ask for to do this over, because the kids won't get it.
Get round the clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
Invasion by invitation. Sent straight from Biden's White House. Roger Wicker saw it up close.
The signal was absolutely sent out. The Biden administration could not have created a more serious border crisis if they had tried.
The number of people crossing from the southern border has hit an all-time high.
Nearly 10,000 migrants a day.
Bad actors continue to exploit our porous southern border and to funnel criminals, fentanyl, and even suspected terrorists into our country.
Our border overrun. Americans less safe. Mississippi's Roger Wicker is fighting back. Wicker's message to Biden, priority number one is funding border security at home.
President Biden refuses to act, but Congress will.
Wicker authored and passed the Finish It Act to finish Trump's wall and end the invasion. Secure the border. Stand with Trump. Save America. Mississippi's Roger Wicker.
I'm Roger Wicker, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Wicker for Senate.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
One more wee little bitty segment left. It's sad, but what's not sad is what's on your plate right now. Now, what's in your mind? When it comes to catfish, go to superiorcatfish.com, made and produced right here in Mississippi. And everything like the music that we create, it's just changed the world, influenced the world. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out more. My pal, Jackie Flynn, the multi-talented actor, comedian, his show Louder Milk, which he is a co-star on. Can I say the word co-star?
Yeah, I guess I'm a co-star, series regular, whatever you want to call me.
Regular, exactly. Okay. Is out right now, Louder Milk on Netflix. So you got to check it out. To me, it's got the heart and the wit, of like Ted Lasso. So I'm thinking about shows that sort of bring out all these emotions, you know?
Yeah, sure.
You're not going to get away with just laughing with Louder Milk. It's got heavy moments and then you're going to cry a little bit. I mean, it's one of those things where it really pushes you to all of your emotional limits. Yeah. And that's what Peter Farrelly does so well, a la Green Book, which is to me become one of the greatest movies ever made. Peter, if you're ever going to listen to this, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Just such a substantial piece of art. And I know you're grateful to have created that. So, and you're grateful that my pal, that you saw him like I did at a golf charity event, entertaining for a few minutes and bringing the house down. Jackie Flynn.
Yeah, I think Arnold Palmer was at that show, I think, Steve.
Yes, he was.
Matter of fact, there's an actor, Peter Gallagher,
love
Peter
him.
Gallagher. Actually, matter of fact, I just happened to see him. My daughter wanted to watch the movie. He was just in Sandra Bullock. I forget the movie he was in, but While You Were Sleeping, My Wife Just Yelled.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I love
that.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Nikki.
Steve says hi, Nikki.
So funny.
She goes, hey, she goes, don't mind me. I'm just cleaning in the background. Gallagher sent me a picture of Arnold laughing, and he goes, this, and he said, he posted on his thing, Jackie Flynn making Arnold Palmer. I mean, it was like, it's such a great, I cherish that, you know, like, to
hey,
be,
hey
to
you know, it's been a couple great moments for me when meeting and getting invited as a celebrity to these charity events. In the very beginning, first thing was Peter Gallagher. I think we were doing maybe the Bob Hope or whatever. And I remember going, I couldn't help it because I'd seen as a kid the movie The Idolmaker like 50 times, right? I mean, I'm telling you. And so, of course, I couldn't help it. Oh, my God. I can't tell you how many times I saw this film. And he was like, he got wide-eyed like, okay, who's this guy, you know? But he was always – and we saw each other a bunch. He was so nice. And then it was Kurt Russell. I was racing Kurt Russell in the BMW Racing Challenge, and I remember I beat him, and I got out, and he started saying something. I looked at him. I said, I just want to tell you something. My whole junior and senior year, and not only that, it became a lot of the lines in our senior play, and we almost got kicked out of school because we changed it, was used cars. And, like, he's looking at me like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But I couldn't help it because it was the truth.
I remember, I'm a little older than you. I remember him from the computer wore tennis shoes.
Yeah.
It was a Disney movie back in the day.
Yeah. What a Disney. He was a great Disney actor, too. He's had such a big career. And I think about Tombstone as well. What a great movie. And he played such a great role. And then Val Kilmer, his role with Doc Holliday was insane. Insane. Yeah. Have you ever thought about doing movies that are of sort of Western or what movies would you want to do?
I would do anything. I mean, as an actor, the challenge of anything is great. You know, I'm just happy. I'm grateful to be in any movies, you know, but I never really thought much of that. I mean, I've done a lot of comedy movies, so I would really like to do more dramatic type stuff, but a Western would be a lot of fun, you know? If I ever got a chance or anyone was stupid enough to give me a chance,
I'd like to see you kind of walking bow-legged up there with your furs on, getting off
a
horse.
Get me a sarsaparilla and some fresh horses for my men.
Can you ride a horse, Jackie?
I've been on a horse, just horseback riding, but I'm not, you know, I don't think I can gallop or anything like that. I mean, I guess I could, but I'll probably break my head.
Let me tell you what, the first time I ever really got on a horse was when I met Gwen in Arkansas, in Northwest Arkansas, back in the late 80s, and I had a show. Or two shows that weekend. I thought we were going to get on a pony and ride in a circle. They were going to hold it. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's it. What about a 10-yard circle? All of a sudden, here we go. And it was a full day of sprinting. And if you get in the back, I'd never been on a horse. I felt like I was racing at the Kentucky Derby or Oaklawn or whatever. I'm like, this is crazy. If you're in the back, you're getting rocks and stuff thrown at you. It's not a good feeling. And so eventually I decided I'm going to be in the front. I was never more sore in my life. It was like the first time you ever, you know, did stretching exercises at basketball and 2 days later
or
working out on weight.
The first time.
Well, I can't ice. I have never ice skated.
Well, Steve, you probably, oh, really? Like,
oh, it'd be
probably,
bad.
Probably, you're like me, like horseback riding, for whatever reason, it's just one of those things I never got around to it. I just never did it. And my first time doing it was when I took my daughter and her friend on a horseback thing. And, you know, I was already, I might have been 50 years old. I don't know, 45. I mean, I just never got around to it. It's one of those things that just never presented itself like, you know, like you would go skiing with friends or let's go. I just never did it. And it never happened. And I never pursued it. And so
you
got to
be around it. You got to be like, you know, somewhere in Montana or something where you got opportunity. I appreciate you taking a Mississippi Minute with me. We definitely miss you. We miss Nikki. I'm so proud of you. Louder Milk is just something that you have deserved, what Peter constantly deserves, apparently. And folks, on Netflix, check out Louder Milk. It is one of the top new shows. I'm telling you, it will tug at all your emotional heartstrings. The ones that, you know, it just feels good. And also, once again, Peter Farrelly has come up with something that needed to be addressed, a topic of addiction, but at the same time, puts light on it, you know, gives it hope. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing, man. I'm so proud of you, Jackie.
Thanks. I'm proud of you, buddy. And thanks for the taking the time to, you know, talk to me about it.
I'm going
to
pay you. You know that. I'm sending you money for being on my show. All right. I love you, brother. Don't. Blessings.
Love you more.
All right, folks. All right. Superior Catfish. There's Catfish. There's Superior Catfish. There's Jackie Flynn, and there's Jackie Flynn. Go to JackieFlynn.com or go to SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org. Always shining when it comes to the arts. You'll be proud of your Mississippi. I'm Steve Azar. Later on.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. Where you can take your sweet time.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.